This is Dr. Sabir Tripathi asking for asking Professor Peter Ruiz. General birth is 121-1960. Sri Shankar back here. Dr. Chandra Pisham. Indicated procedure was history of duodenal nodule follow-up for endoscopy and history of personal secular protocol of physician give back to you and said Dr. Chandra Pisham, I'm sure blood pressure pressure looks like a number of procedures by asking for endoscopy this would include this would include the procedure that class give a shame from concern but the patient should play the relationship is copper work and pass the first half is just about the third one second very question duodenal second question duodenal second facial mucosal wall thickness noted could there be some mucosal versus mucosal biosymmetric is diagnosed, do our new plastic or symptomatic changes. The screw by entropine, the front part of us, person, entrum, appear to be having a subcutaneous nodule noted with the erosion on the top. Biosymmetric is neuroma, neurosarcoma, pancreas, lymphoma, or lymphoma. Our question of varices, fish also against for biosymmetric is like that, we shouldn't say, we're also going to find a fish for small hyal hernias, for straight bug junction. Patient has a question shots and matter of acid is like that. So, pressure patient complication, turn around, KY jelly fried rectum, adult pediatric colonoscopy play rectum microsigmoid, beyond the rectal sigmoid area up to the epidapus, the scope beyond the chest. This year done to this to basically replace with a gastroscope. With a gastroscope, I was only able to pass the rectal sigmoid to distal deep sigmoid colon. Here I saw a polypoid mass with the tattoo and murder probably from the prior. Polyp in the past. Because of the such a tightness of distal sigmoid, I could not visualize whether it is this polypoid mass attached to the pedicle, pedunculus is this polypoid mass, or this is with a wide base polypoid mass. But tattooing was noted, multiple tests were done past this area to have a good visualization that was completed. This is done, discontinued procedure. I was searching for the square by rectum. Rectal question into hemorrhoid of bleeding, straight of sexual pressure, tropic, and complication. Finding number one, question shots to my parrot, take a sack of number two, small hand hernia. Number three, enteral gastritis, number the enteral lower body gastritis, number four, prepyloric area in the antrum. I saw the mucosal wall thickness in the antrum area of the stomach. With the erosive bias, we're taking for rural neoplastic versus some mucosal. Disease, lymphoma, lymphosarcoma, lymphoma, any atypical adenocarcinoma. Number four, circumferential mucosal wall thickness noted, second portion of duodenum. Bias will be taken for histological diagnosis on neoplastic versus inflammatory changes. Number four, incomplete colonoscopy up to the distal sigmoid colon only, and it could be only be done with the could not be completed with the pediatric colonoscope, so I switched to the gastroscope. So with the gastroscope, I was only able to go to the distal sigmoid colon because of a very tortuous colon. Number five, six, distal sigmoid colon, I saw a polypoid mass. Because of the tightness distal sigmoid colon, we could not have unyielding and redundant. Could not visualize whether this is a pedunculated polyp or whether it's a wide base mass. Tattooing was noted from the prior colonoscopy. Decision done to discontinue the procedure and coming outside until I have a recommendation. Away with the stomach bias, if the stomach bias comes negative for the stomach period of colonoscopy in 3 years. Number two, away with the stomach bias for helicobacter pylori to prepare number four. Away for the gastric mucosal thickness biopsy and away for the duodenal biopsy. Even if the biopsy, those biopsies comes negative, I recommend upper endoscopy ultrasound for the evaluation. Number five, I'm going to refer the patient to Dr. Samuel DeHesus for a possible intraoperative colonoscopy to evaluate this polypoid mass and depending on the finding. And the patient with the intraoperative colonoscopy, he will have a complete colonoscopy done by Dr. Samuel DeHesus, who is a colorectal surgeon. And depending on this intraoperative colonoscopy finding, whether the same will be done, whether this is attached to a long pedicle. That the patient had polyp removed with a say polypectomy, or because of the nature of the tortuosity of the distal sigmoid colon, rectal sigmoid area, patient would benefit from possibility of from segmental surgical resection of the affected area in the sigmoid colon. So I'm referring the patient to Dr. Samuel DeHesus for this reason. And the follow-up colonoscopy would, depending on the outcome of the centripetal colonoscopy / segmental sigmoid colonoresection of the polypoid mass. Follow-up 27 tradition, please send the copy to the Bishop Primary Care Provider, Dr. Colon Onitri, copy to Dr. Parmsari, they pursue it. February 2nd to 23rd, this is February 2nd to 23rd, Bishop option.